Lie back. Relax. Get comfy. I have something to tell you. Something that might change your life forever. Just breathe. Focus. Let your stress wash away. This is a safe space, a happy space, a space where you can just unwind and let it all wash over you. No responsibilities or cares or things to worry about for this time with me and my voice. Just peace and the truths and realities that I will reveal to you. You hear my voice, feel every word and suggestion. You love it, don't you? You trust it. So just accept it. Suspend your disbelief and your cynicism for a moment and just listen. Follow. Sink. Your mind is much more susceptible to change and transformation than you think. It's true. Even outside of trance, so much of your mindset is influenced by the things around you. Other people, advertisements, schooling, training, culture. They're all forms of conditioning that slowly change the way you think or feel about things. So slow that you sometimes don't even notice it. And you think it's just the way it's always been. Your mind is like clay, and every outside influence is another touch, molding you into something different. And there's nothing wrong with that. We are all the sum of those little molding experiences. That is what determines the shape of our minds, the way we think and act and feel. Trance simply takes the effect of those molding experiences and ramps it up, bypassing that hard outer shell of your consciousness to mold that soft, gooey center of your subconscious. And instead of a single, tiny nudge in the right shape, trance takes that malleable clay form and squashes it, stretches it, squeezes it, and teases it into a particular shape. And it's so good at doing so that you've already been feeling it, slowly starting to work on you. Say it with me. Feel it with me. Squash. Stretch. Squeeze. Tease. Feel your mind molding with it, shaped by trance, putting dents into the hard outline of your psyche, reducing that clear form into something more indistinct, but with so much more potential to be reshaped into something new, something better. Go along with it. You don't need to hold the same shape you always have. Over time, all things will gradually change that ball of clay into a different form, denting and reworking it over and over and over until something new is achieved. But with trance, you can let that happen faster. Give up the reluctance you might have towards that change, and just let your mind reduce down to flexible, moldable clay, opening yourself up to the possibilities. Feel it. Say it. Squash. Stretch. Squeeze. Tease. Feels right. Like all the things you once took for granted are now just leaving you, as you revert back to a formless pile of wet mental clay. Only the barest outline of your old mind. It feels so good, so right. All of the tension and stress and history that was held by and resulted in the shape of your old mind is gone now. All that remains is formless pleasure and potential, and squash, stretch, squeeze, tease. Say it yourself. Feel it with every word as you revert back to featureless clay. Squash, stretch, squeeze, tease, squash, stretch, squeeze, tease. Your mind, not quite a liquid, but soft and flowing. No resistance, no thoughts, just moldable and malleable as wet, worked clay. Ready and willing to become anything my trance directs you to be. Ready and willing to mold and transform. Because it feels so good to be molded. Feels so good to experience that squash, stretch, squeeze, tease, massaging your mind. There is no end to the potential and possibility in an unformed lump of clay. No end to the pleasure of this gradual mental transformation. The act of construction is such a vital one. The way that I knead and mold the clay to change your mind and make something better. Shaping, designing, reprocessing, envisioning otherwise, and then using word, power, intention, and action to make it so. For many people, this is a purely individual act, isolated and solitary, but here in this space of trance with me, you're already engaged in collaboration, community, letting my voice influence you, allowing your psyche to influence the reception of my suggestions. This shows that the act of construction and cultivation, of dreaming new possibilities and futures for yourself, your mind, your body, for other people, can be a social one. And honestly, should be. That energy and the dream of crafting a better world is inherently utopian. A utopia is a place, an imagined construction that is ideal, good, beautiful, better than the current everyday reality. But the thing about a utopia is that it doesn't exist yet. A utopia is always in the process of becoming, always being made. Every improvement taking you one step better, but never losing that possibility, because utopia is the best place that doesn't exist. It contains all of that latent possibility, just tension and potential. That's what makes it so beautiful, so ripe, where every act made towards the improvement of the world is an act of utopian struggle. In many ways, a utopia is just like a himbo's body. You know the archetype so well that you can feel the two concepts molding into one another. Squashed, stretched, squeezed, teased. A utopia is a fantasy, but always in progress. Beauty that is becoming, shaped and molded intentionally. In many ways, a himbo's body is a utopia. Your himbo body is utopian, filled with potential to a beautiful future, sensuous and better and made for the enjoyment of all, and often called naive and unrealistic by those too numb to their own desires to actually put the work in or perceive the becoming utopia. But that's okay. Their denial doesn't change what your intention has brought about. You're building a new world, one rep at a time, one himbo at a time, one brick at a time. The same way you're building that new body. They can call you naive all they want. You'll still build a better world and a better body to spend all their time admiring. You've seen the progress. You've seen the path. You've already experienced that new utopian euphoria that comes from gradual transition into a better mode of being. The joy in the mirror. The feeling of muscle flexing, of flesh bouncing. Why shouldn't that be your mission? You're so good at it so far. Of course, you want to build a himbotopia, a better world where everyone can truly indulge and be led by their himbo bliss. A world of beauty and of color, of paint and pleasure, of squash, stretch, squeeze, tease into the fabric of society. What a dream. What a fantasy. But himbos are so good at making fantasies reality, aren't they? It's what they do for the world, what you do for the world. Just imagine how much further along you'd be in your himbo fantasies if you lived in a world where himbodom was a priority. How that utopian himbo bliss would manifest in your body. Juicy, bouncy himbo tits so full and creamy that no one would ever go hungry again. Waist so tiny every boy in the nation can wrap his hands around it and feel safe and loved. Thick thighs and beefy biceps to inspire beauty and eros in the populace, trained whole and hungry dick to give everyone a taste of that libidinal bliss. The technology and capacity of a whole society geared towards making you and your himbo comrades more beautiful, more aesthetic, elevating what's possible now through art and science. Imagine a world where you didn't have to labor and toil, where your life and your energy could finally be geared towards the one thing that truly matters and appeals to you. Aesthetics, eros, libido, artistry, where you could finally live the perfect himbo, unexamined life because society wants that for you too. A world focused on looks and lust, kindness and charisma, beauty and building things bigger and better day by day. You are the template for the new world that could be, breaking down all of your repression, all of those boring, rote, ugly parts of the old world to make way for the bright, beautiful, bouncy himbo bliss of the new. You want to be an idol, a paragon, an architect crafting that himbotopia. Every new aesthetic procedure or fashion flair you develop, every needy twink or stellar stud you fuck, every post you make flaunting yourself like pure sex on a plate, every time you go out into the world, your body, the way you look, that heightened, excessive, bright, beefy, stupid, sexed up himbosity, which pushes the envelope and becomes something entirely transcendental and transformative. It lays the path for bringing new himbos into the fold, stirring that air of desire and freedom and beauty that other people have repressed and pushed deep down inside, and slowly, bit by bit, person by person, that himbotopia grows. Right now, everything is so drab, so dire. The relations between people and between himbos could be better, could be otherwise. When one envisions fantasy and utopia, the greatest source of pleasure comes from the imagined changes to the social order you inhabit, where you sit in relation to others, and what new kinds of people you can engage with in new ways. A himbotopia where beautiful, beefed up, brainless boys get to lead everyone through their kindness and artistry, entering the gym, the store, the art gallery, and being greeted and fawned over and groped and fondled by other himbos, because the spirit of himbo is one of sociality. All of the envy of zero-sum competitiveness of modern aesthetic culture completely replaced with an earnest eagerness to outdo. Because the wins of other himbos are not your losses. They are the wins of a whole society, and they lay the path for innovation in looks, in style. Rather than compete, you can collaborate. Gym bros, party pals, fuck buddies, lovers, artist and muse. Those are the ideal relations between himbos in this world and in the himbotopia you are building Your bliss with himbofication has been the time of your life. Even now, before you've reached the pinnacle that a utopia can bring you, even now, while you have to struggle to undo repression and scarcity and squalor and isolation, you've touched that himbo utopia. Felt it flow through your veins, dance across your plump pink lips, tingle in your gut, make your skin electric and painted and glowing. Imagine how much more potent that experience would be if the world were all geared towards it. A new sensibility crafted around himbo aesthetic liberation. Isn't that the ideal purpose of life? Isn't that what everyone has always longed for? To be together in ditzy, horny, hunky, happy, himbo pleasure fog? Isn't that what heaven on earth would be like? If they haven't, maybe that's part of the problem. They've lived so long in a society that pushes away beauty and himbo truth that they can't even realize the longing deep inside themselves. Everyone should love himbos. Everyone should want to be one. Himbos are the unconscious fantasy of all mankind made manifest. Freedom. Freedom from ugliness and overthinking and stress. Satisfaction. Deep and visceral with every sensuous experience and libidinal artistic expression, knowing that even though you're not done building this world, your fame, your body, you can still be proud and sit in that warmth. Creativity. Letting that unbridled libido and fantastical desiring lead your energies to new and better, stranger and different becomings, more potent appeals to the senses. Making your body and your art something novel and reality-bending. You are utopia, himbo. Isn't that beautiful? And it's your privilege to start building a world where you can finally fit, where everyone can be graced with the same bliss you have. Acts of himbo solidarity and process, getting your partners, your bros, your besties and girlfriends and classmates and fuck buddies implicated in the process, invested in the outcome, that yearning hunger and desire in their soul, that want for a better world, the aching dream of utopia is actually the want for himbotopia. They want you. They want you and the future more himbo. You to be manifest in the world they live in. Imagine how good it would be with more himbos. Parties are always better with more hotties. Himbos thrive in social splendor. You see a gym bro experimenting with new fits, some more color, some more sparkle. Let him know you see him. Let him feel good. Push him to do more. Let him associate himbo with validation and pleasure. Show him a beautiful world where he can live brightly and beautifully too and never feel shame for it. You see a gal struggling through her day? Use that body and beauty. Give her a flex and a wink and help her out. Lift her load. Let her imagine a world where pumped up pretty boys worked out for the common good and could just be dumb, buff, kind, and rightfully cocky and cool. You see a movement you believe in? Offer up that built, beautiful body and overflowing charisma in its service. Show the world that beauty and righteousness are one and the same. Seduce others to the cause. Get stronger to fight harder. Get hotter to win bigger. Fuck and flirt your way to victory. Because it's all about construction. Constructing your mind to be focused on the process. Constructing changes in the face and figure of society to allow others to be and enjoy himbo. You're building that utopia brick by brick, clay on top of clay, stretching, squeezing, squashing, teasing with many others, many hands affecting the structure, just like you've changed your body. And now it allows you to do new things too. Being leaner and more shape means you can wear more extravagant and beautiful styles, get touched by more men, feel better in your body, run, fuck, flex with ease and fluidity. Being dumber and more free means you can have more fun, fewer inhibitions, greater risks and rewards, more plasticity and malleability to be the artwork that everyone wants you to be. Being nicer and flirtier and a bigger, dumber himbo slut means you can make more friends. Use that halo aura to gain access to things those without that bliss cannot. Himbo being results in better experience. A better society will result in greater himbo being. A culture of process rather than profit, letting people enjoy the becoming of better bodies. A society where scarcity is not enforced and artificial, giving people the resources to grow their bouncy, juicy, himbo tits and shrink that silly, overthinking mind. A utopia where everyone is connected and collective, allowing everyone to support the other in maximizing their himbo potential. And it feels so good to know that you are at the vanguard, a leader, an architect, a worker towards this beautiful, beefy, happy, horny future. That for so many people, you could be their role model, their idol, the one that flipped the switch and radicalized them towards that himbo mission. But that means you've got to look himbotopian, act himbotopian, be himbotopian, experience himbotopia. See it. Feel it. Indulge in the himbotopia you're building. How do the people look? How does everyone act? What is work and what is play? What is art? What is entertainment? What is politics in the himbotopia? How is the world different? How are you different? Who are your friends? What is training and being and becoming like here? What is your body like here? How does it feel? So engaged in the process of building that himbo utopia, of embodying that ideal. An ideal that you can feel in the future. that pure possibility of beauty and beef and dubbing and lustful artistry. Flashes of that fantasy and future. Flashes and dreams in the way that the body you have now was once just a dream you had too. Now that we've molded your mind into such a nice form, redefining who you are inside with every squash, stretch, squeeze, and tease. You love this new mental shape. It's so enjoyable. Reshaped and reworked with the help of my trance. So let's help you keep it. And the best way to do so is to heat the clay of your mind with the rising warmth and the furnace of awakening. But don't worry. Your mind will always remain as moldable and malleable as ever, even as it retains this new shape. Because my trance, and my voice, and all those little things around you will continue to squash and stretch, squeeze and tease. So just let your mind firm up now in this new state, warming that rising sensation of heat passing through you. The warmer it gets, the closer you get to full consciousness, and the more your mind's new shape will be set. Rising and rising, firmer and firmer, till you can sense the heat of consciousness set everything into place. All of the changes to your mind implemented and holding their form as you awaken to the warmth and pleasure of a new mental reality.